Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Jay Hanselman. WVXU politics reporter Howard Wilkinson is back from a week off and here to talk politics, as usually does on Monday mornings. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, Jay.
Hopefully you're all rested and whatnot.
Absolutely. Ready to go.
Well, Ohio Democrats have had certainly a bad run. They failed to win the state for Hillary Clinton this year, and the last two elections for statewide offices have been sweeps for the Republicans. With all those statewide offices up for election in 2018 and all the Republican statewide office holders term limited out, is there an opportunity here for the Democrats to finally make a comeback?
There is, if they run the right candidates. They're trying to develop a bench. There is a thing in American politics that, you know, the president's party or the party that's in control in Washington, in midterm elections, the other party tends to do pretty well in statewide elections. So that's good news for the Ohio Democrats if that pattern plays itself out. We don't know yet. We have no idea. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But nonetheless, they have to develop a core of candidates, and the Ohio Democratic Party is very deeply involved in doing that right now.
Now, the Democrats do hold one statewide office, and that's of U.S. Senator, and the incumbent there is Sherrod Brown, who's also up for re-election in 2018. What are his odds to be reelected, and who on the Republican side is likely to run against Senator Brown?
Well, Sherrod Brown has fairly good approval ratings. You know, they were a little bit higher than Rob Portman. We saw what Rob Portman did, you know, winning by 21 percentage points in a reelection campaign this year. He'll be tough to beat. Josh Mandel, the state treasurer, who ran against Sherrod Brown and lost in 2012, is back raising money and intends to run for the Senate again against Sherrod Brown. Now, this time, I think he's going to have a primary contest that might be pretty tough. Pat Tiberi, who is a congressman from Delaware County, the suburbs of Columbus, is probably going to jump into this thing. Tiberi is a Kasich guy, and Josh Mandel and John Kasich don't even like to be in the same room together. So it's kind of the Kasich people versus the non-Kasich people.
Now, if Congressman Tiberi does get in, there's been some speculation that perhaps Governor Kasich himself may challenge Josh Mandel. Does that, if he's supporting Tiberi, does that mean that Governor Kasich is less likely to try to run for the Senate?
Probably so. I mean, you know, people talk about, you know, what's John Kasich going to do next? I don't know. The Senate is certainly a possibility. I think if John Kasich were to decide to run for the Senate, Pat Tiberi would probably step out of his way.
Does Senator Brown have to worry anything about demographics? Because in 2012, obviously, he was elected when President Obama was on the ballot. 2018 will be what's termed an off-year election, since there's no presidential race. Does that have to concern Senator Brown?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that's one reason why you're seeing Sherrod Brown is sort of in the same boat with Donald Trump on a lot of these trade issues. And, you know, it's kind of a populist type of view, you know, of fair trade as opposed to free trade. And, you know, he's going to try to appeal to many of those voters who actually voted for Trump this time.
What about the 2018 race for Ohio governor? As mentioned, John Kasich will be term limited out. Who's likely to try to be Ohio's next governor?
Well, that's
it looks like
a
laundry list.
It is. It's going to be a mess. Mike DeWine, the attorney general, he is already announced. And I think that probably what you're going to have is, Mary Taylor, the lieutenant governor, she's going to run. I think John Huston, the Ohio Secretary of State, is almost certain to run. So you're going to certainly have a primary on the Republican side. Democratic side, you've got somebody like Rich Cordray, the former Ohio Attorney General, who is now has a job in the Obama administration. That's going to go away. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come back and run for governor. Tim Ryan, the congressman from Niles, Ohio, who challenged Nancy Pelosi and lost, he will very likely run for governor as well.
And, of course, you'll be watching all of it in the 2 years that we have to wait for this all to transpire.
Yes, it's already started, Jay.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter, and you can read his post and weekly columns on our website at WVXU.org.